palatial Bride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for TI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. TI Plus is brought to you by Technically Inept Co-Host. When you need a co-host on your show that doesn't know a thing about technology, make sure you go to technologicallyineptcohost.com. And don't forget to use a special listener checkout code DI Plus. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the technologically inept state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
I can't do it.
You can't do what?
I can't do a show and find embed codes and all at the same time. And then I turned your volume down because
and then
it was
on the stream. We're like, oh, I can't hear anything.
We can't hear. Wait, where'd Daniel go? Shit. I can't do it. This multitasking.
Well, look, somebody in the chat room has posted a link to the streaming stuff. You can also find it on Google Plus if you go and look under Adam's name there, but I will share it in both places in order to doing this. We're trying to learn this whole new streaming thing. We've been doing the audio streaming, both of us independently on different shows, right? And the original Adam and Maddie show and the original Dubious Intent were both streamed on Pride 48 a million years ago. And then now we're playing around with the world of Google Plus. Video streaming.
Yes, so. We are. And now my dog decided to start coughing. She's like, huh!
Right.
Huh! She sounds like an old, like 95-year-old woman.
Yay, plus. Live on Tay Interwebs. So basically, there you go. So we're on Google Plus. We're working on it. We'll try to get this sorted out here. Because, right, what's happening is we don't know what the embed code is. We don't know where it's going to show up on Google Plus. I mean, on YouTube until it starts on YouTube. Oh, I'm going to screw this up, aren't I? And now what I want to do is I want to do this live on YouTube. So I'm going to click on share. There we go. I'm done. I'm finished. Stick a fork in me. I'm done.
Somebody just commented and said we're live on Craigslist. I don't know.
That's
what
where
that...
we are. Yes. Live we're on Craigslist.
Live on Craigslist.
Live on Craigslist. List.
I don't
it's
know.
DI Plus. I'm doing that right now. I'm going to tweet that out.
Live on Craigslist. Go over to NSA. Go over to NSA. And so since I was speaking about dogs, I'm going to go ahead and jump right in because.
Oh, please do, since I don't have Trello up here. Yeah, please do.
So I am dog sitting. Actually, though, the dog that everyone was hearing just coughing up a lung was Katie. By the way, I just want to say, I heard her. It's on the recording. So Maddie, he keeps Katie whenever I go anywhere. So I wanted to return the favor. And he is in Australia right now. So I am dog sitting his dog.
What's Maddie doing in Australia? And is Australia aware of the fact that Maddie is there?
I think they're aware. He's
did
visiting...
they go through some kind of national preparedness drill or something? Did we get phone calls this week from Australia, like freaking out about Maddie being in Australia?
Well, they didn't say anything specifically about Maddie. And if you're watching the Google, the whatever we're on right now, you can see Ellie looking dead over there. So I should change her lower third to Ellie, but the sleeping Ellie.
That would be too much work.
Yeah, it would. And you know, as we know, I can't multitask. And apparently when I start streaming, I have no technologic knowledge in my brain. So
no technologic knowledge in
my brain.
Can I quote you on that? I have no technological knowledge in my brain.
I have none.
So I'm going to get that put on a t-shirt, I think.
Right. And you know,
the
funny thing is there was and this is not funny at all, but the strange thing about me not having any of that knowledge in my brain is that I've been dealing with Hewlett Packard and Microsoft all week because Silverlight 5 is not compatible with, well, actually the testing software that we use is not compatible with Silverlight 5.
And why are you using Silverlight 5? A beta, pre-beta release?
Don't ask me. It's apparently our enterprise security has decided that because of some fixes that went in for security on Silverlight 5 that we need to push it out to the enterprise, and my testing automation tool does not work with Silverlight 5. Anyway, so I have vendors sitting there not being able to work at the moment. So you would think, you know, all this technology that I've been dealing with all week, you'd think I'd know how to do something. But yes, I am dog sitting. Nothing to do with that. It's been a lot easier.
Are the dogs using Silverlight 5 or are they still back on Silverlight 4?
No, they're not compatible with Silverlight 5.
Excellent.
So anyway, it's been easier than I thought. I take her, because I always take Katie over to my parents during the daytime. Ellie has been going over there as well. And she can hear. So that's a good thing because Katie can't hear. Mm-hmm. And she's much faster than Katie. And she stays pretty close to me. Like, so when I take them out to use the bathroom, I have to pick Katie up and carry her down the stairs. But Ellie just follows behind. So everything has been pretty easy. But it is two dogs to get ready in the morning. And when you're trying to get a dog ready, you know, it's like kids.
I have cats and I don't have to do a lot of getting them ready in the morning. We have to feed them. They're quite angry if we don't feed them on time, but we don't have to do a lot of prep there. I would just like to take this moment to point out that we do have a chat room over at pride48.com that you're welcome to join us in. We are also streaming on Pride 48. So if you're listening to us in an audio-only fashion on Pride 48, hello, welcome. There is a chat room over at Pride 48 that both video, audio, anyone is wellable. Suddenly I'm Mr. Checkoff, is available for use over at the pride48.com. So just go over to pride48.com, click on chat, and join in the chat room, and you can interact with us during this very program, provided that you're actually watching it live.
So, yeah, and if you're listening to the recording, you cannot go over to the chat room and chat
you
with
can.
Us.
You can. I mean, well, there's no guarantee who's going to be there, what's going to be on. It may be a completely different show. It may, whatever. I just noticed on your lower third that you are the DI Plus news director.
That's right. As of last week.
Hard-hitting news here on DI Plus. Yes, we pride ourselves on that. So, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm trying to manipulate our Trello board over here. You know what? I was just going to take a moment to show people on the stream that really quick.
Oh, well, and if I talk, you won't be able to show them that. So
I was just going to say this is how our show looks to us, right? That we use Trello here so that we move things. So like Adam just talked about dog sitting, so I'll be moving that. And I was going to go drop it over into the actual It's Already Been Done column, but there is no It's Already Been Done column there. But see, you can look right there. Look at all those celebrity death phone calls. Oh, I mean, we're expecting these because, of course, they happen live as we
right.
Do things. So,
it's a lot.
Right, right.
I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, Trello was down for a little while yesterday. And I was thinking, we don't have any redundancy for that. So it's like if Trello is down, you know, we're just fucked. I mean, if Trello was ever down like during the show, we wouldn't know what we were going to talk about.
Well, in all honesty, we don't know when Trello's up. We don't necessarily always know what we're talking about. And it's not like we're entrusting our entire enterprise to Trello. It's just something that we use to keep track of.
Our DI Plus enterprise. So I wanted to, anyway, that was all about the dogs. I found a video. There's this radio show that I was listening to, and I probably shouldn't say I'm stealing ideas from radio shows, but I am.
You are.
And I am. And
it's better than stealing ideas from Big Fatty. That's all I can say right there.
No, this is an actual radio show where the host probably makes millions of dollars and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we're sitting around here doing a little free thing. Did I not even put a link? In the freaking...
You are just easily distracted today.
You know,
don't worry about it. I've tweeted out our link. We've got it in the chat room. We're good.
No, a link for myself for this video.
Oh.
So basically, it's this lady. It's this Korean lady, and she is teaching English. I'm sorry. She is teaching Korean, and it's on YouTube, and I'll share a link somewhere at some point. But it's funny because...
Is this last one? Let's pick... Review. Do you have caulk? Remember caulk?
I just want to say, she's actually asking, for those of you who don't know, she's asking if you have a Coke.
A Coke. But she's saying cock.
She is saying cock. Let's listen to a little bit more.
A caulk in Korean. What's caulk? Cola. Cola. What do you have?
I mean, isn't this basically a ding the bells shtick? I mean, isn't the fine show with John Ong and the Bell that was in Vegas, and you can hear?
Well, I don't know. But this isn't shtick though. She's actually teaching. You know, at first when I first saw this video, I thought she was teaching English to these poor Koreans, And I was thinking,
maybe they're wealthy Koreans.
Well, no, poor Koreans in that if she was teaching English and they came over and tried to order a Coke.
Yes, they would be in for a pleasant and or unpleasant surprise, depending on their.
So I just want to listen to a little bit more of it.
So Coke, cola 있어요?
Yes.
Cola 있어요? And they said, yes. What's yes?
Oh my God, you could totally make that into like an aerobics workout.
Nee.
There, couldn't you?
Right.
Cola and a rock.
And
a rock.
Please give me cock. Oh, please give me cock. I want a cock. Please give me cock. Cock. Cola. Please give me. What's please give me?
I think she's kidding.
Anyway, please give me
cock. I don't think that's real. I call, I know that we have high journalistic standards here on this show, but I don't think that's real.
No,
I think that
it is real. She is obviously a teacher from what she's wearing.
Because no one else could wear a teacher's outfit teachers are so hard to.
And she looks very serious, and she's standing in front of a chalkboard.
I love it. So this is your criteria for it must be real. She looks like a teacher. She's standing in front of a talk show and a chalkboard, and it's chalkboard. Excuse me. And she has a serious expression on her face.
Right.
So those are your three criteria. That's Adam Burns' three criteria of authentication. So if you ever see that authenticated by Adam Burns, you'll know that those are the three criteria, the three strenuous criteria that he went through.
Right, she looks very serious. I mean, she's serious.
Oh, please give me cock.
I mean, she's really serious when she says that.
She really wants her
cock.
Now that you know, all right, fine.
Anyway.
I can do. You know what? You don't play games.
Oh, I play games.
Well, I'm just so. Did you know that Diablo 3 launched this past week?
I do know that Diablo 3 launched, and I am still debating. I loved Diablo 2. I did.
Here's the big thing, and you can hear all about this over on another podcast, which we will call, I don't know, Sauced. You can go over to a gaming podcast called Sauce that I do, and you can hear the hubbub about this. It's a single-player game, but it does require you to be connected to the internet because they're using a real money auction house, and they're trying to cut down on privacy. So, piracy. So, you can't play the game without being connected to their servers, right? So, it's not an MMO. It's a single-player game, but you have to be connected to their servers. And over the first week, it's still going on now, but not as badly. But what's happening is their servers have gotten overloaded, so it keeps kicking people out of the game. So these are people that are trying to play their single-player game, but they can't maintain a connection to the server because the servers are overloaded. And so this was a YouTube video that came up earlier this week. I think you'll like it.
This is a message to the people who work for Blizzard Entertainment, specifically the Diablo 3 crew. I wasn't going to make a video today because I didn't think anybody would see it. I thought everybody would be out playing Diablo 3, and I thought I would be playing Diablo 3, you'd be playing Diablo 3, but nobody's fucking playing Diablo 3! Because you got your servers down, the servers are down, and every time I try to log in, all I get is fucking error 37! Error 37! I keep trying to log in, and I get error 37! Error 37! Why the fuck is it 37? What the fuck are the other 36? Shouldn't this be error number one? Error number one, I can't log the fuck in!
Is that real? It's not real. Did you authenticate that?
I did. I did not use the Adam J. Burns series. It's a rigorous three-step verification process. But no, that is a character that he plays normally on his YouTube channel. But a lot of people were very... I was not allowed to play this clip on Sauced because one of our very liberal bleeding heart folks were just like, oh, he's making fun of mentally challenged people. He's not. He's making fun of nerds. Sorry. He's making fun of gamers who complain endlessly on the internet. Well, if you go to his YouTube channel.
Maybe he is mentally challenged and,
No, actually, he's got other things on his YouTube channel where he has serious discussions about depression and whatnot. This is just a character that he plays, his angry gamer character.
You know, I want to say to the people who are watching the video...
Yes.
That these lovely little lower thirds that you're seeing, what I'm seeing is backwards. And it bothers the hell out of me. I just want to say, I know that was an aside, but I can't tell what my lower third says because it's backwards.
Someone in the chat room says that your teacher could have been a physicist because they meet all those criteria too. They dress like a teacher, they stand in front of a chalkboard, and they look serious.
Well,
she could have been a physicist.
She has
It wasn't someone in the chat room. That was Gavin in the chat room.
But she has other lessons online that are not funny. So there's another one. You, I mean, do you think someone went to all this elaborate whatever, you know?
It doesn't sound like it was that elaborate to stand in front of a chalkboard with a video camera. It just does not sound that elaborate. I mean, we are currently streaming out over the interwebs and sitting at our desk. So it is not that elaborate.
Well, you wouldn't know that from the beginning of this show. We were trying to
just because you couldn't get a handle. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Just move on.
Moving right along. Move the show forward.
Thank you. I
was hearing that there's a special talent to being a bad bartender.
There was. You know what? The weather is getting a little nicer here in Connecticut.
You've lost your train of thought, apparently.
We did. The weather is getting a little bit nicer here, and so we decided to venture out to one of the gay bars. So we headed down to New Haven, which is where we're moving to, which is the big city down on the coast. So we were heading down to New Haven there to check out the gay bars there, because there's none up here in Hartford, up in the Hartford area. So we went down there, and it was Larry Dean and Robert and myself, we all went down there. And it's just, I guess everything kind of depends around Yale, because Yale's down there, and so Yale's on summer break right now, so it was kind of dead, and we got there early, and I know kids nowadays go out really late, so.
So what kind of gay bars do they have near Yale? Is it like a bunch of stuffy, you know, people wearing smoking jackets?
It's actually just a, like any kind of, it looked a lot like the Patrick's Pub.com. So it looks a lot, you know, it was a lot like the Patrick's Pub in Charleston. It's just a generic gay bar. Nothing really special, nothing bad about it, nothing special about it though. Anyway, so we got there but here's my point. We were there we got there early enough so that we were one of like five people. We were three of five people in the bar. So the three of us, and then there's two other people on the other side of the bar for at least 30 minutes. The first 30 minutes we were there, we were pretty much the only people there other than the employees, and the bartender could not keep us with drinks. And I was just like, you know, it takes a special talent to be a bad bartender when there's only five people in the bar. I mean, it's just when there's only five people. Now I used to work as a bartender. Okay. So when I came in and, you know, we sat down and we ordered three beers. So really easy drink. So right away, my bartender brain's thinking in is like, I would have kept them up because beers are easy, right? You're going to get a buck tip off each one, just beer, set them down, you're done.
I think it may be just you, because it seems where you and drinks are concerned.
But here's the thing I don't get, right? We all sat down, we all immediately pulled out our phones, right? So anyone who has any kind of knowledge of technology should have noticed immediately that we're all using three brand new Galaxy Nexuses. So there's $800 worth of hardware right there on the table, right? Robert has a really nice watch, Lori Dean has a really nice watch, we're dressed really nice, and it's like, so older gentleman coming in here with nice stuff, it's like immediately I would have been like, hello, how are you? Why? How can I help you? This nope. And it's just kind of like, fuck you. Here's your beer and what.
So you're
just
saying they
really
should...
disappointed. It was like they were. I don't know if it's a Northeastern thing that they're all just like just don't like people or whatever. But you know, it was disappointing. It's just like that you're a bartender. That's your job, is to be social. That's your job, is to like you know.
So are you saying
you're in the service industry?
It's kind of discriminatory, again, if that's a word, to say that because you're
discriminated against because I have money.
Because you're old. No, it's like what you're saying is that they should discriminate.
Now I'm old.
So
right.
If I were to, well, but you said we are old. Three old men coming in.
I did not say
older.
I said older.
Sorry. Okay. So you're saying if I walked in looking a little bit younger than possibly what the three of you looked, they should not serve me drinks because you look older and look like you have money.
No. What I'm saying is, this is the entire point. When there's five people sitting around your bar drinking, no one should have to be like begging to get a drink. You're the fucking bartender at a bar that has five customers. You should be able to get drinks.
Because I went into one of those designer clothing stores in the Galleria in Dallas or North Park or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And this was maybe 5 or 6 years ago when I was even younger than I am now, and got no attention from the staff whatsoever. In fact,
they
looked at me like, what are you doing in here? Like, you know, we don't see dollar signs when you walk in. So, you know, we're not going to help you. And so
So here's my the chat room is asking, Gavin in the chat room is asking, is that the only bar in that town? No, there's actually several other bars, but this was our first time down there. And we don't know the area and the traffic patterns down there enough to know which bar to go to on what night. So we were just kind of like, we chose one that was the most general one to go to. And then that way we could maybe talk to people and kind of get an idea. And we did. We met some people. I mean, later it got busier and we met people and we talked and kind of got the lay of the land and whatnot. I mean, but this one is going to be, this particular bar is about, it's the closest one to where we're moving to. So it's about 7 or 8 blocks away from where we're moving. So I would imagine if we're going to go out, that would be where we were going to go out. So, but speaking of going out,
We're just trying to do good. We're trying to segue and just segueing.
No,
using anything.
No, actually, I was going to bring up something that is not on the board.
Oh, okay.
Because there's two different things. I know that you've got your standard countdown to mittens, and I would like to add a new countdown into that section. But the other thing that I want to say about going out is I keep meaning to bring this up. The Connecticut crew, which would be Larry Dean, Robert, myself, Stephen, formerly from Wisconsin, and a couple of other folks. Fuchs? suddenly we're Norwegian.
I was going to say, are you gonna start another podcast and call
the Connecticut Club
or something?
No.
Oh, wait.
Those of us here in Connecticut will all be putting our ample butts on a train and heading into New York City for New York Pride coming up in June. And I just thought if anyone else is going to be going to New York City Pride on June 24th, that maybe we could, you know, meet up at one point and say hi or something like that. And say nothing like hugely formal, like not like, you know, oh, we're all going to go hang around all day long together or whatever, but have a designated meetup spot and like that. So if you're in the New York State area or the New York City area and you're going to be going to New York City Pride, this would be my first time ever at a huge city Pride. This is also Stephen, formerly from Wisconsin's first time at a huge, New York. Actually, I guess all of us other than Larry Dean.
So has he moved already?
No, he's not. That was the other countdown I was going to add.
Okay.
Thing there. Because, no. Stephen, formerly from Wisconsin, is moving to Connecticut. So, yeah.
So when is he moving?
Well, that's part of the countdown stuff.
Well, okay.
I don't know. Let me pull up my phone.
You can't add a countdown to the show with no
information. Well, I only know the days. He is moving 23 days from today.
23 days from today. You don't have any special Stephen countdown music or anything like that?
You know, and it's more open-ended because he's driving. So he can arrive anytime that week. I just kind of picked midweek there. So he will be here before June 15th.
Now, is he driving a U-Haul?
No, he's not driving a U-Haul.
So he's just packing some clothes and...
He drives a Honda Fit. And if you were to press Stephen and ask him, he's not in the chat room, I don't think. He's probably not even listening, but until later. But if you were to ask him, he can tell you the exact cubic square footage of his car. And he has mapped it out with all kind of Euclidean geometry of exactly how he's going to fit everything into his Honda Fit.
So is he getting his own place or is he staying with someone until he gets on his feet?
I don't know. I don't know that I feel comfortable.
Okay. Well, I didn't
know. Actually, he will be rooming with someone here. He has a roommate that he will be moving in with.
Okay.
Not a romantical roommate. Just he has a roommate.
Romantical.
So,
okay. There's.
I'm not gonna say. You see, now you get into that area where I can't talk about things because I
don't
can tell
know.
You later. You I don't. Just can't say on this podcast because some people in the world are douches. We'll just leave it at that. Some people in the world are douches.
Okay,
and you know who you are. Hi, Kevin.
Let's
go ahead.
All right. Well, it's time for my countdown. I don't guess we have any music for that either because the big fatty music that he sent was not good enough.
Yeah, it was kind of stupid, really.
Yeah, and. Anyway, so
like most things on the Big Fatty Show, it was stupid and pointless.
So the countdown as we stand today is very similar to the countdown for Steven, actually, but we are at 27 days, 3 hours, ooh, 1 minute, and 6 seconds as of right now.
So what you're saying is that Steven, formerly of Wisconsin, and Mittens are going to be arriving at their intended destinations around about the same time.
Close, about 4 days different.
Now, is this when Steven drinks water, does Mittens talk?
Right.
Are
exactly.
We sure that they're separate people?
I don't know. Well, Steven's in Wisconsin and Mittens is in the Philippines. So unless there's a place called Philippines, Wisconsin.
My cat's name is Mittens.
Or Wisconsin, Philippines.
Could very well be. You know, I don't have the Steven theme. I have to redo that Steven theme at some point, don't I? Because now it would have to be like, Steven from Wisconsin, who then packed up all the stuff and moved to New England. He's shy.
You know, actually, I think you need to change the song completely, and you need to do one that's the Beverly Hillbillies theme.
Yeah.
So let me tell you a story about a man named Steven, blah, 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 blah. Right. And he packed up his shit and he moved to Connecticut. You know,
ladies and gentlemen, we've been visited by a celebrity in the chat room. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Larry Borobux has just entered into the chat room there. So,
well, welcome to the chat room. So, have you seen the Avengers?
Yes, I have.
So, I have not seen the Avengers yet, and the reason is because I wanted to be prepared for mm-hmm. the Avengers. And
can I give you some advice on how to prepare
sure,
for it?
Sure, go right ahead.
Number one, it's really easy to forget that that she's not like Emma Peel, you know, so you keep thinking it's like, why is Patsy doing that? That makes no sense. But eventually you come to accept her as Emma Peel and then you're okay with the whole thing.
I don't know who that is. Who's in it?
Are we not talking about the 1960s television show, The Avengers?
No. Oh, my God. You confused me completely. The new movie, The Avengers.
Yeah. Oh, the new movie with the superheroes in it.
Right. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Okay. So I was trying to get prepared, or I am trying to get prepared for that because...
How do you prepare for a movie? Would you have to save up money to buy the ticket?
No. The Avengers, for those of you who live under a rock... is about several, four or five even, superheroes that join together in a team. And so it's the Hulk, it's Iron Man, it's Scorpion, Black Widow? Is it Black Widow? Captain America. Nighthawk?
Yes.
Is it Nighthawk? And anyway, yes. I haven't seen it yet, so whatever.
And Thor.
Thor, yes. So there are movies for most of those characters that
yes.
are supposed to kind of fall into line with the Avengers story that this movie is. I mean, in some way, you know, maybe they at the end they said, hey, we're forming this team or whatever. So I had not seen The Incredible Hulk and I had not seen Thor and I had not seen Iron Man 2. So yes. I didn't want to go and see Avengers without seeing those first. Well, it just so happened that Incredible Hulk, one of them, I don't remember which one, but one of them was on Amazon for rental and one of them yes. was on Netflix. So yesterday I laid in my bed.
Well, the one on Netflix would have been Iron Man 2.
Okay, yes, it was that one. So yesterday I laid in my bed with Ellie and I watched Incredible Hulk and Iron Man 2.
If you're just joining us, Ellie would be the dog. That was
right. Ellie is the dog. She, if I'm in the bed, she has to be laying on the bed with me. But anyway.
Can we get another shot of Ellie real quick?
So, maybe. Let's see if I can.
I don't mean to make you multitask, but go ahead. So you're laying in bed with Ellie, and there she is.
There she is right there. She looks dead. She doesn't she's...
No. She's moving now.
Oh, I could. Ellie. Hey. There she goes. She's like, what the fuck? I'm going to lay back down now. So I watched those two and I was thinking, well, I still have to watch Thor. And I know a lot of people said Thor sucked, but
I didn't think Thor sucked,
but he's hot. So even if it sucked, you know, supposedly the guy's hot.
So which ones have you watched then? So there's the end of it. And Timmy Sims in the chat room is absolutely correct when he says you don't need to watch the movies. And in fact, if I had a complaint about the Avengers movie, it's that they spent too long in the beginning of the movie basically introducing all these characters that have already had individual movies about them. So I kind of was like, I've already seen all these movies. I'd kind of like to just move right into the meat of the matter, please. Maybe I'd like to order a cock. The right. Cola. So the thing is, so you've watched Iron Man 2. And so which one was the other one that you watched?
I watched The Incredible Hulk. And Iron Man and 2. I had seen the older...
Now, there's also a Captain America movie. Did you watch the Captain America movie?
I've already seen that one, so I didn't have to...
And then there's Thor.
Right. So Thor, I was going to watch Thor, and I thought I might watch it last night, so like have a huge movie marathon. Three movies in one. Actually, I watched Independence Day yesterday with my parents as well, so that would be like four movies in a day. But
Whatever happened to Bill Paxton?
But anyway, it was his birthday, and he's not in the birthday segment, so I just wanted to mention that. I think he's like 57. Anyway, so I wanted to watch Thor, but Thor is not available for rental on Amazon, and it's not on Netflix. It's only
I got mine at Redbox.
And I need to do that. But see, I don't have a working DVD player at the moment. My DVD player door is stuck. It won't open. So, and I'm like,
I won't even ask what you were doing to the door to make
it. No, I wasn't doing, it's one of those cheap Apex DVD players.
You were the first one to jump onto this robotic porn bandwagon. So to think what you would have done to your DVD player to damage the door just frightens me.
You know, I never bought that thing. I still want one, but I never bought it. So I want to watch Thor, but I'm still haven't gotten a chance because you can buy it. For $15, but I don't want to spend $15 and own Thor. I just want to rent it, but I don't have a working DVD player, so I can't go to Redbox. In fact, my CD drive on my laptop went out. The door stuck on my actual DVD player. The only one that has a DVD drive that works is my computer in here, which means I'd have to sit and watch the whole thing on a computer monitor. So right. I don't know, but I'm going to watch Thor, and then I will go see Avengers. I know.
Yeah, I think I actually rented it Redbox, and I did watch it on a computer monitor because that was when I was up here in Connecticut for that contract stuff back in October before I moved. And so I was stuck in a hotel room, and all I had was my laptop. And so I did actually watch it on my laptop.
Breaking news, everyone. Guru Nudie is cooking shish kebabs. Be right back.
Cooking shish kebabs.
He is cooking shish kebabs.
Shish kebabs.
To infinity. And beyond.
That is a bold culinary choice there. You know, perhaps we should, I don't think any of the other podcasts out there ever share recipes. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should, you know.
Well, don't you and Wes have a In the Kitchen with Wes segment or something?
Okay, moving on to the next segment.
I didn't have a technology, but I did want to revisit something. So, yes. So let me just play a little theme for that real quick.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oops, wait. Why do I have trouble? Let me try that again.
I like Chewbacca in there.
All right, so a long, long time ago when DI
A million
Plus,
years ago.
I mean, back in the early days when we were both still young whippersnappers.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Right.
We made some predictions.
Where did
we ever write those down at? Because I was thinking about that the other day, which I'm glad you're bringing up the segment, because I don't remember where I
Gryffindor!
Wrote down my predictions.
Well, you did. So I did it in a Google Doc and probably didn't share it with you. So I've got everything right here.
Okay.
And I wanted to say, so I'm going to put little points by us. So the first one that was a prediction on was Body of Proof.
No, wait. So for those who may not have been listening 100 years ago, the goal was way back at the beginning of the television season when they announced all the new shows, we made our prediction as to what would get canceled, right?
Renewed and canceled. So we each picked five or 10. I can't remember.
If 10 would have gone on for days. So I think we each picked five shows and then we made our prediction as to whether they would be canceled or renewed at this point in life.
Right. So I think it was five renew, five cancel per person or something.
Excellent. So go ahead.
Body of proof. I said it was going to be canceled, even though it's a show that I really like. It's got the girl on it, the chick. That played Seven of Nine on Voyager.
Ryan.
Thank you. And I said it was going to be canceled. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Body of Proof was renewed.
Ah, shit. Do I have a thing?
There's my first wrong one. Now, you're gonna have to help me out because I don't know necessarily what station a lot of these are on. So
Body of Proof on the Body of Proof TV.
No, I don't need it now, but some of them the website I look on is broken up by
Body of Proof,
station.
I believe is USA. It's also available on Netflix.
Body of Proof is actually on ABC. But anyway.
Excellent.
So, let me make sure that's right. Is this ABC?
Oh, wait, body of proof is not the same as the other thing I was thinking of. Okay.
So the next one on the list that we made a prediction about
So what was the thing? So the thing was is that you are now wrong, so you don't get a point.
I'm gonna do like Jeopardy. So when I have a wrong one or you have a wrong one, I'm gonna get a minus one.
Right.
And
Guru Nudi says that body of proof is on channel 13.
So now I am negative. At the moment.
Oh, Adam is negative.
So
I thought I was the negative one.
The next one is called Man Up.
Man Up.
And I said that one was going to be canceled. And drum roll, please. It was canceled. So yay me. I don't even know what that one's about.
I really should take the time to sort these things so that I actually have them in the right place when I need them.
I don't know what you're talking. What you mean? But anyway.
The sound effects. So I was going to give you a ta-da, and then I didn't because let's see. Wrong one. Yeah. There you go. Ta-da.
So far I'm not doing very well because the next one on my list is Revenge, which I don't have any clue what it's about. But I watched the first episode, and it's about revenge actually.
It's about revenge.
I did not think that would be. I thought it would be canceled. Because
and
I saw one, and it was renewed.
It was renewed.
So there's another. So right now, I am at negative one. So my next next show is Grey's Anatomy, which I said would be renewed, and it was renewed.
Renewed, correct. Yay.
All right, so here is a Daniel one. You said the show Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time. Yes.
And I believe that's the one. Is that the one where there it's a fairy tale in modern day times something like that?
I think so. Everyone seems to have liked it.
Yeah. So
I knew nothing about it.
Right. So you said that Once Upon a Time would be canceled.
I did.
And it was renewed. So as of right now, I'm at 0 points and you are at negative one.
Yes. Okay.
So the next one.
By the way, the chat room is absolutely correct. This is very complicated.
Why?
You're just making this very complicated. It's kind of like listening to an oral report in school by somebody that doesn't quite have everything together. Like, you didn't practice this in front of a mirror first, did you?
Oh, Lord. Well, how am I supposed to say it?
I don't know, like some kind of, practicing or something. Oh, look, there's the phone. Perhaps we could take the phone call and then that will save us. Hello.
The death phone again. What would an episode be without the death phone? This is Robert NYC calling. Mary Richardson Kennedy passed away. She's the wife of Robert Kennedy Jr. So as the Kennedys are a dynasty in this country, like our royalty, I think this should count as another $5 for the pool. So Mary Richardson Kennedy, dead.
Uh-huh. I love how they're just like preemptively like, well, I think this should count because they're part of the dynasty. Now, let me ask you this, Adam.
Go right ahead. Ask me.
Do you have any fucking clue who Mary some Kennedy is?
No.
I didn't either. And also, I believe she committed suicide, which I believe goes against the, it was not a death. She committed suicide.
But I will say I'm not very political, and she is a Kennedy. Just the name Kennedy, you know, you should
but
know
she
that
was,
she's
she
a didn't Kennedy.
Hold political office or anything. I didn't know who she was. She was like somebody's wife or something.
Yeah, but
Robert's
it
wife.
Is it is a bit like saying, you know, the Kennedy's dog died. You know, I mean, no.
Well, I wouldn't call her a dog.
Well, never mind.
I'm just saying I believe she committed suicide, and I believe that one of our rules is they can't commit suicide.
I don't know. Is that? They can't be killed by the listener.
I know they couldn't be killed by the listener.
I did not know who that was.
What if some of our listeners had mental powers that they could convince someone to commit suicide?
Well,
I'm just saying, you know what? I think that's a stretch as far as a celebrity goes. Robert, New York City, we do appreciate the phone call, but I think if you'd taken away the word Kennedy from her name, and you know said Mary Snicklefritz died, no one would know who the hell she was. Now, keep in mind that if she had been an actress or a singer or something like that, then we could have like played some of her work, whatever. She was just married to someone who was elected to office. So I'm going to go no on that one. So that means I feel bad playing this, but
So I do want to ask you, though, one more time. Mm-hmm. Are you writing these down?
Well, I didn't write that one down because you didn't win.
No, but I'm saying, are you seriously writing these somewhere? Because one of us will have to go back through like 15 million episodes and listen to the whole thing to get the winners if you're not writing them down.
I love how you say one of us as if you don't already know that it's going to be you.
Well.
Oh, look. Oh, there's another phone call. Another phone call there. Hello?
Oh, dear Gussie, I've just seen on the Twitty that Donna Sugars is dead at age 63.
Donna Sugars is dead. Oh, that's horrible. That is absolutely horrible that Donna Sugars is dead.
I think Donna Sugars is dead.
I also, at 63, I didn't even know that she was...
Wow, Donna, you look so good for your age.
Donna looks fabulous for 63, doesn't she? So, Donna Sugars... I don't think is dead, Fatty.
I'm sorry. Not only did you not say your name, but you, Sorry.
But you see, I think what this is. I think this is because I've noticed this lately that people won't call because they assume someone else has already called. So I think this was a case of he saw someone else had died who had a name close to Donna Sugars, and he decided, oh, you know what? Someone's already called, already gotten the entry. I'm just gonna call and make a joke. See, Fatty, you could have been the first one.
He could have.
You could have, but you weren't because Donna Sugars is not dead.
No.
So, all right. Excellent. Continue on with your fascinating...
Can someone check and see if Donna Sugars is dead? Because, I mean, in the past, you know, right. I haven't heard from her in like a day, so...
Yeah, it's true.
Modern Family is the next one on the list, and you said...
I said it would be renewed.
It would be renewed, and it was.
It absolutely was.
The next one on the list is A Gifted Man, and you said that would be canceled.
Canceled.
And it was.
Canceled, exactly. Yes.
So the next one on the list is Unforgettable.
And it was completely forgettable.
Well, let me just check, because I think it was canceled, but let me just verify with my source here. Do we know what channel that was on?
I think it was on Channel 6.
I mean, what station it was on. Okay, good. I found it. So, Unforgettable was apparently forgettable. It was canceled. And guess what? I said it would be canceled.
Well, there you go.
So, there you go. Do I not get a ta-da or something?
They've added new sounds to my sound effect board, and so I'm having to scroll down here to get to these.
There we go.
So, when I scroll all the way down there, then I have to scroll way back up to get to the phone ring. I mean, to the... cannot control that it just kind of happens and everything. I feel bad that I've forgotten to do it the entire first part of the show, which is why I'm doing them all right now. Hello.
Hi, this is Turnipad calling for the Celebrity Death Phone. Yes. Ring, ring.
Yes.
Don't know really what to say. Can't really say anything fun about this. Donna Summers has died. All right. Well, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. We need a judge's ruling on this because he said Donna Summers.
I was
going
to say, is Donna Summers in any relation to Summers. Mark Summers?
Right. Mark Summers from the host of, what was that? What was that show on
Well,
Nickelodeon?
It was, fuck.
Truth or Dare?
No,
like
it was, Double Dare.
Double Dare. That's right. He was Mark Summers, the host of Double Dare on Nickelodeon.
No, actually, it was second cousin, third removed by marriage of Mark Summers.
All right, you know, just because Arthur, the host of Pride 48, Arthur, has laid down the law here, and it has distressed him to no end. That people cannot get her name right, even though she was a pop icon. I'm sorry, her name was not Donna Summers. So, sorry. But you know what, Turnipad? If every other person gets it wrong, we will give you the
right
point. So you just have to hope now that someone else gets her name right, because her name is not Donna Summers. Her name is Donna Summers.
It is indeed not
Donna Summers.
So
let's just go ahead and hear the next one.
Wow, this is my second call to Celebrity Death Phone, and I am calling to say that Donna Summer died. Pretty surprised to hear that Donna Summer died.
There you
go. Pretty surprised to hear that, but anyway, I'm sure you'll hear from other people like maybe Donna.
So she didn't. Now I hate to.
No, she didn't say who she was.
She didn't say who she was.
Even though we all know that is Jean, the co-host of the former Walkall, currently a co-host of Sauced.
I think we need another judge's ruling on that.
Another judge's ruling.
Judges
here. Yeah. Let's see. So I don't know. So I will just leave it up to the chat room here. Chat room. She did not give her name, even though she did get the name right. She did not give her name. And you know, we clearly know that it's, but I believe we have stated before that you have to tell us who you are unless you're fatty. So I will let the chat room debate on that. Oh,
well,
Gene,
there's like a 50 million second delay. So
I feel bad for.
Well, Kingsley says, got to give your name.
Yeah, that's one vote. Yeah,
that's one vote.
All right. Continue on.
Yeah. Okay. We'll continue
we'll
on.
Just while, we'll, yeah, maybe, we will, maybe while. Yeah.
We'll watch the votes. As we go. So the next two are Criminal Minds and NCIS. And I said both of those would be renewed. And they were both renewed. So
wow, we're back to this exciting thing. Go ahead.
We've been talking about whether or not we were going to revisit this.
I know. So I just wish there would have been a little bit more production here.
Production value?
Yeah, a little bit more production value.
Well, there you go. Two Broke Girls. Daniel, you said that would be canceled.
I was probably wrong, wasn't I?
And what channel was that? I mean, what station was that on? It was renewed.
It was renewed.
Which
is just a sad commentary on other people.
So what
someone in the chat room is asking who's next on the list. I can't control the celebrity death phone. I don't know.
Is that how they're going to decide whether?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll give it to Gene. Maybe we won't. It depends on who's next in line. Well, if I'm next in line, I say no.
Now, Daniel, you said Fringe would be renewed.
I did, and it was
and
by the skin
was.
Of its teeth. The last season coming up next year, so the final season of Fringe coming up next year.
Now, here's one, Terra Nova. We both were on that, but you said it would be canceled.
I did.
I said it would be renewed, and it was canceled.
It was.
So basically, I sucked.
You have much more faith in your fellow humans as to their taste in television, because people hate science fiction. They always hate science fiction. It's when you look at the shows, and excuse me, I just burped. When you look at the shows that make it in science fiction, like Battlestar Galactica or Lost or some things like that, they're complicated things, but somehow they buffaloed themselves past that first season, and then they got their loyal fan base.
Well, apparently, I say apparently a lot. Apparently, I say apparently a lot.
You also say like a lot. I guess we're going to find out right now who it is. It's calling. Like, hello.
Hey, Daniel and Adam. This is Gary in Albuquerque.
Yes.
I just wanted to call and report that Donna Summers is dead.
Oh!
Thank you for calling.
Oh! And, you know, Gary and Albuquerque in the chat room right now, who had noticed this early on, actually even said, I think, a while back in the chat room, oh, damn, I called and said Donna Summers.
On your mark.
Donna Summers.
Get set.
Well, no, I don't know.
Go.
Donna Summers could be dead. We just don't know who Donna Summers is what I guess what I'm trying to say. So let's get to the sad tuba.
So have we made a ruling on Gene, though?
Yeah, we haven't gotten a... We haven't gotten a...
The chat room is waiting to hear when theirs comes up. You know, they don't want to vote.
Is. That's what it is. We need an actual winner on this. Let's just move on to the next one here. It's I'm just going to play this one here because I know that this person blocked someone else from calling. So let's see here.
Hey. Yes. Toot-toot, hey, beep-beep. Uh-huh. Donna Summers' hearse is trying to get through the traffic.
Oh! Toot-toot,
hey, beep-beep. This is that Peter G. Donna Summer is dead.
Oh!
I'm sad about this one. I liked the Donna Summer. Even when she was kind of anti-gay, which she redeemed herself later in life. But anyway, toot-toot, hey, beep-beep. This is that PG reporting. Back to you in the studio.
There you go. So he did meet all the criteria. I thought up front because he said Donna Summers limousine, but he was actually a possessive.
It
not
was.
Saying Donna Summers.
And he
and
told
he
us
said,
who he was.
And he said Donna Summer twice more in the thing. So congratulations, that Peter G. Even though I know that Arthur asked on Twitter, not Arthur, Archer asked on Twitter. He's like, has anyone called about Donna Summer dying? And that Peter G said, done. And so I think he wasn't saying that I had already called. I think he was basically just saying, oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to go ahead. And so I guess the moral of that story is don't ask on Twitter. Just call.
Right. Don't say, hey, has anybody called about about right. such and such? I mean, yeah.
All right. And now Gavin and a couple of other people in the chat room have said, you know what? That we couldn't tell if that was Jean or Kathy Bacon. So she shouldn't win. So congratulations, Peter G.
Wouldn't she have had to cuss a little bit more to be Kathy Bacon?
Kathy Bacon doesn't cuss.
Oh, that's Brenda Boo. I get it. Okay. We only have three women in the Pride 40. No, Nessa. Well, right. We have very few right. women. Anyway. Right. So the next one was Raising Hope. You said it would be renewed, and it was.
Correct.
Then Glee. You said it would be renewed, and it was.
Correct.
Bones. I said would be renewed, and it was.
Correct.
Harry's Law. I said would be canceled, and it was. And I'm sorry, you said it would be canceled, and it was. And then yes. the last one.
Do we have a final? Oh, a last one. Oh, we like to hear that. The last one, yes.
The last one is New Girl.
New Girl.
And I have to see what station that's on, because I think I was wrong. You've won. I mean, clearly. Clearly. And I watch a lot of freaking TV. New Girl, I said, will be canceled, and it was renewed. That's the one that's got the, I think that Zooey Deschanel or whatever.
Oh. I think had it been called Nude Girl, it would have been a definite.
And so you know, let me just sum these up real quick with a nice formula and on my spreadsheet. And then, but I am almost positive. Okay. I got a total of 3 points.
A total of three. Three
points in this yes. contest, and you and got 4.
Excellent. Hello.
Hi, guys. This is Kingsley. This is my first time calling.
Oh.
But I listen to you guys all the time. Mm-hmm. I just saw on a push alert that Donna Summer has died today. Oh. So, it's a very sad day for all of us.
Yes.
And I hope I'm the first.
You know, you were really close to being the first. He was being that came in at 11:35, and the final winning one after all the iterations also came in at 11:35. There was actually seconds between the two of you.
Yes.
So Kingsley, you were so close. You could have.
It was neck and neck.
Neck and neck, and great. Oh look, and it's Kingsley in the chat room today. Welcome, Kingsley. Thank you for calling. And I'm so sorry that I feel bad. I don't even want to play the sad tuba for him because he got the name right. He said who he was.
We understand that you have other celebrity death phone options.
You have many choices in your celebrity death phone, and we're glad that you have chosen to fly with us. And
right. So that is the TV segment done for the year.
Thank God.
And apparently we need some production value. I didn't realize
we
had
do this
that
again.
On this show.
Yeah, do that again. We need some more production value there.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm trying to weed down this list here, so I'm going to go ahead and throw Lori Dean onto the...
Under the bus?
Yeah, throw Lori Dean into the already played category because I was sitting next to him at the office when he called. So I know he called for Donna Summer.
Let me just guess what he said. Lori Dean, Donna Summer, dead.
Yes.
That's probably what he said. So thank you for calling, Lori Dean. I hope you're not offended that Daniel is not playing it.
The news.
A recent post by a Reddit user who shared a friend's cyber savvy solution for noisy neighbors having sex attracted almost 2,000 comments. To teach the loud lovers a lesson, the friend reportedly recorded the cries of passion along with someone shouting for the couple to shut up, uploaded the recording to SoundCloud, then posted a note on the offending neighbor's door telling them exactly what happened. It says,
"Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Oh!
Shut
oh!
up!
All right, sorry, go ahead.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. So it says, to the people that kept me up all night having sex, shut your windows next time. You are now on the internets for all to hear. And then he gave the URL.
to the SoundCloud, which exactly three people that saw that would know. Oh, are we playing it? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, if that wasn't good, enough, somebody decided they were going to remix that, and so we have a dubstep version. You can thank the internet.
Okay, I think we get the.
All right, so there we go. So,
you get the point.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So where did my next story go?
If I knew that, I would be psychic. Oh look, right in the middle of our news segment, we had a phone call there. Let's see. Hello.
Hey boys, it's Boss Boy calling.
Yes.
I'm calling to let you know that Donna Summers has passed.
No, I'm sorry.
Such a shame.
Donna Summer died. We've already covered this.
I think he said Donner Summers, too.
Donner. Right. Perhaps it was one of, maybe he was calling about one of the reindeer that had died.
Donner, yeah. No, Blitzen. It was Blitzen.
Well, Donner. It could have been Donner that died that I wasn't really quite sure about that.
But,
I mean, I'm just going to, we got a lot of them here. Let me just clear out another one.
Hi, this is Ant.
Yes.
I'm calling to say that Donna Summer is dead.
Donna Summer, you got it correct. Yes. All right. So both Boss Boy and Ant, although Boss Boy, you got it completely wrong, but Ant, you did get it right. But both of you.
Can I have a cock?
We should pull that.
Right.
We should pull that and make that the new sad tuba.
So
I would like a cock. I would like a cock. Cola.
Cola.
Cola. Please continue with your next news story. I have to step over there and close that door because Robert has just arrived back from shopping.
All right. Well, someone whose name it doesn't matter at all has encountered her fair share of organic food snobs. But a recent trip to a Seattle supermarket left her feeling like she'd stumbled onto the sea of Portlandia. I don't know what that has to do. Anyway, it says, quote, I stopped at a market to get a fruit platter for a movie night with friends, but I couldn't find one. So I asked the produce guy, says 40-year-old arts administrator from Seattle. And he was like, if you want fruit platters, go to Safeway. We're organic. I finally bought a small cake and some strawberries. And then at the check stand, the guy was like, you didn't bring your own bag? I need to charge you if you didn't bring your own bag. It was like a Portlandia skit. They were so snotty and arrogant. So
we prefer to use the word sack, I think, instead of bag.
Right.
You didn't bring your own sack?
You didn't bring a
hell?
Sack?
Who comes to that goddamn grocery without a sack?
As it turns out, new research has determined that a judgmental attitude may just go hand in hand with exposure to organic foods. In fact, a new study published this week in the Journal of Social Psychological and Personality Science has found that organic food may just make people act a bit like jerks.
You know, I've always suspected as much.
So it says there's a fine line. There's a line of research showing that when people can pat themselves on their back for their moral behavior, kind of like people who can suck themselves, they become self-righteous. You know, I think self-suckers are kind of self-righteous, so I would kind of agree with that. So to find out, the scientist and his team divided 60 people into three groups. One group was shown pictures of clearly labeled organic food, like apples and spinach. Another group was shown comfort foods, such as brownies and cookies. And a third group, the controls, were shown non-organic, non-comfort foods, like rice, mustard, and oatmeal. After viewing the pictures, each person was then asked to read a series of vignettes describing moral transgressions. One vignette was about, I don't need to know all this. Anyway, so
the long and the short of it is, if you are a organic vegetarian,
you're a jerk.
You're just a douche.
Yeah. And,
but it's okay. It's not your fault. You're just, is that the gist of it? It's okay. You're genetically predisposed to be a jerk.
No, but...
Also, when you call in on the phone and right in the middle of our news segment...
Celebrity death phone. Oh, my darling, I'm sure.
Yes.
You've gotten a few calls about...
About Donna Sugars.
Oh, Donna Summers, Donna Summers!
Yes.
Oh, my God, we are losing all of them. They are dropping like flies.
Like flies.
Oh, it's just not right. It's not right. No. I'm a disco queen.
No, Donna
and
Summers!
Especially after Adam made that comment about Betty White. Oh, I'm so afraid for Betty White. I just want to go put her in a bubble. Like one of those little chambers.
Right. Well, she could be the woman in a bubble.
But Donna Summers is dead.
Yes.
I need to go take a moment.
Okay. Maybe this is why Donna Sugars is dead.
Maybe.
Is because she committed suicide from the sadness of... Although that would make no sense because Fatty called in first.
Yeah, and that would not count because if she committed suicide, that doesn't count.
Right. And can you believe that? Can you believe now Fatty could have won the contest?
And you know, Donna...
But decided to make a joke.
Also said Summers. So apparently...
No, she did. No, she said Donna Summers dead, Donna Summer.
I think she said Summers.
No, you're going to make me play this
maybe
again,
we need a recount.
She started... All right, here.
Oh, celebrity death phone.
Yes.
Oh, my darling, I'm sure.
Yes.
You've gotten a few calls about...
Here we go.
Oh, Donna Summers, Donna Summer!
See, she said Donna Summers, Donna Summer.
But later, she says Summers.
Clearly. It doesn't really matter. She wasn't anywhere near the beginning of the... She was late to our parade. Which you don't want to be late to the parade. So remember, if you're going to New York City on June 24th for the Pride Parade, then get a hold of me over at... Thank you for being... What the hell was that
for?
Did
I just play something? Never mind.
You did.
That was for Betty White. Yeah.
That was for Betty White. All right. So are we done with our news then?
We're done with the news. That was the
excellent
news.
Excellent. Well, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think probably there's about 8 more people to call on the celebrity because we don't control it. You know, just 8 more. Oh, what the fuck? Let's just go through these real quick. Get these out of the way.
Oh, I'm hoping I have the celebrity death phone. This is Casey in Denver.
Yes.
Calling to report that Donna Summer, age 63, the bad girl who worked hard for her money.
Yes.
Is dead.
Same age as Morgan Fairley.
Casey in Denver.
Freeman. Same age as Morgan Freeman. He's 63. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's gotten very loud over here. One more.
Hey, Adam and Daniel. This is Joe in Dallas.
Joe in Dallas.
The celebrity death phone.
Yes.
Sadly, Donna Summer died.
Donna Summer died. You got the name right. Oh, he was going to say something and then he couldn't. He was just so choked up. Poor Joe in Dallas. He was so choked up that he couldn't even do it there.
Hi, boys. It's the George Don. I'm calling the celebrity death phone.
Yes.
They're dropping like flies.
They are.
Donna Summer is dead.
Donna Summer. Dead.
Well, the Georgia Glamazon got it right.
I know. He got what it cut out on his phone there, though. Was it?
Hi, boys. It's the George Don.
The George Don. There you go. We should just start referring to her that way. The George Don. Let's see one more from your boyfriend.
Hi, Ro. This is the Gravitas. I call to tell you that famous disco singer Donna Summer, she died. She's dead.
She's dead.
She's a bad girl. Bye.
The chat room is saying they see a cat, and the one with cats. So there's a lot of noise going on outside my door there because groceries are being put away and stuff.
So when he gets home, does he like just start slamming things around and yelling at you or what?
Yeah, pretty much. And then he beats me.
I'm not laughing because he beats you, but I'm...
I would hope not. That would be bad.
I'm kind of laughing because he beats
you. Someone here in our chat room also called.
Hi, this is the Good Humor Penguin, Michael Fine.
Hello, Michael Fine.
I just want to call the celebrity death phone.
Yes.
That the queen of disco, Donna Summer, had passed away and died at age 63.
Same age as Morgan Fairman.
I just want to let you know about that.
Why can't I get his
name
right?
I'm not the first one who mentioned that. But
you could have been.
I'm one of the last ones to mention it. So, just want to let you know.
Yes.
And I just want to say hello to Adam and Daniel. And it's just wanted to
hello.
Say hello, and I will see you in Vegas for indeed. Pride 48 in September. I'll see you soon. Big polar bear hugs to both of you, Daniel and McKenna.
Cool.
Bye.
Okay, so question, and this is not meant to be rude at all.
And
but,
I was just going to say, Good Humor Penguin in the chat room right now.
Right. So don't be rude, Adam. Is that what you're saying? So,
no, I was just saying that he was here in the chat
room. So his name is Good Humor Penguin.
Yeah. And
but he gives polar bear hugs.
Right. I think polar bears eat penguins.
Okay. Well, I'm just maybe penguin hugs.
Penguin hugs. Big penguin hugs.
Big penguin hugs.
Although, do penguins have, they have like flippers.
Well, I'm sure they hug.
There you go. For the entire lot of you folks, so sorry. Who is that?
Well, that's a way to get rid of them.
I know. Well, now we get into the international crowd here. Let's see.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser.
RT Cruiser.
It's going to be a busy week for you, and I'm probably too late, but Donna Summer did.
Summer did.
Stopped.
Stopped.
No, that's someone else. Carvel. Did anyway. Bye.
Oh, he was going to say stopped in the name of love, and then he realized that no, that wasn't Donna Summer. That was some other chick.
He was going to say that, and then he fell from a tree drunk.
Right, that's what it was. You know, it's a big drinking game in Australia there.
Pretty sure you guys are really going to regret this celebrity death phone today. Anyway, this is Scotty. I've just gotten an SMS from the ambulance driver to say that Donna Summer is dead. So, hot off the press, I know I'm number one, Scotty from Australia, little Aussie battler, mark me down, Daniel Brewer. Okay, I'm off to the Gold Coast tonight. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Other than the fact that came in at 6:34 a.m. the next morning.
Right, and I was going to say,
for someone who's a day ahead of us, that's like it came in for even further.
Right, and supposedly the ambulance driver was telling him that she had just died, but the ambulance driver didn't know until like 2 days later.
Yeah. Right. All right. Now I'm going to assume that this one might act as our very last phone call here. I should actually even play a thing. So anyway, so for both of our Australian folks. Yeah. So far. Gavin in the chat room wants to know, what is the Celebrity Death Watch Fund? So Gavin, the deal is that anytime a celebrity dies,
you have to call in
our phone number, 26, no, not 26.
2x2 DI plus.
2x2 DI plus. You call our regular voicemail number and you report the celebrity death. And if you're the first person to get it, then your name goes into a pool for the drawing that will be held in Pride 48. And we up the pot by $5. And currently we're up to, I don't know, $6,000 or $7,000.
I know, right. We're both going to have to remortgage our homes.
It's probably $100 or so.
Yeah.
If not a little more than $100. So you get your name put in the pot. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's just fun.
We know who doesn't listen to DI Plus.
I know. So Gavin, feel free the next time someone calls, put us on your speed dial. Oh, it's just our normal number, 2x2 DI plus. And then this is a repeat, so I got to assume that this is like a different call. Well, I believe that this is. I'm sensing that this is a repeat. Hello.
Hello. Is that the celebrity death phone?
Yes.
Nun gut. Das ist Gravita Schadenfreude. Dein und Opera Tenor Dietrich Fischer Dischau ist tot. So this is real English. This is the Gravitas. I call to tell you that a famous German opera
yes.
singer, how
yes.
you say that in English?
Yes.
Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau.
Jesus Christ.
He sings famous opera. Hi.
So wait. Can I just point out?
Oh, you can point out whatever you want.
Gravitas just called in and spoke German with an Asian accent.
I know. It was just wrong on
so many
levels.
I've got vertigo or something. I don't know. I mean, sorry. I don't know who that opera singer is. Dietrich somebody.
You don't know.
No.
No.
Sorry.
You know what? I won't even play the sad tuba. All right, we're done.
Yes.
Oh, it was me, though, isn't it? Oh, shit. I the stupid birthday thing always sneaks up on me.
I really want Gravitas to call in and speak with his normal voice just once. Just once. I want to know what he's saying. It's your birthday.
The show where Adam selects a certain number of celebrity birthdays, and then I get to guess who they are. And I would just like to point out to you, we are way over time. So, you know, if you want to weed down your list there, that would be great. But please, you know,
we're not over time. Anyway, so here is our first one. And if you can get it with one theme song.
I mean this in 10 minutes, it's time for the cats to eat, and they will be pissed off if I don't feed them in 10 minutes. And then the entire rest of the show, all you're going to hear is meow.
So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her.
It's a television show.
Okay, you don't know that one, so here's your other clue.
Thank you for that's the Golden Girls. I know that one. Oh, wait, was the first one Maude?
It was.
So this must be Bea Arthur.
It is Bea Arthur.
Or Michael Landon. I think they're the same person.
So Bea Arthur is dead, but Bea Arthur would have been 90.
90 years old.
So I'm going to, this next one is not the person who wrote this song.
Not the person who wrote this song. So it was not whatever his name was.
John Williams.
It was not John Williams.
Correct. Okay. It's not.
So this is Star Wars. That's a rather big cast.
Not a cast member,
so it must be George Lucas.
It is George Lucas.
There we go.
You're doing so well. George Lucas, let's see how old he is. George Lucas. Oh, funny story about George Lucas, and I know we're running out of time, but I heard this. He was going to put a movie studio in some of his property. Mm-hmm. And all of the people around him were pitching a fit because they didn't want traffic to increase and all this kind of stuff. So it came out in the news last week that he said, fine, you know what? I'm not going to build a studio. I am going to put in government housing. There you go.
Wait, so the takeaway story here is that George Lucas is just a douche.
Right. So instead of putting in a movie studio in his property, he is actually turning it into government-assisted housing. No, it's going to make all of the property values go down.
He's not
going
to do it because he's just a douche. Anyway, go ahead. Move on.
Okay. So here's the next one.
How many times are we going to... So this is the theme to Growing Pains, which apparently the entire cast is having a birthday. So far we've already covered Alan Thicke. We've already covered what's his name? Kirk Cameron. Who else is left?
Well, the little brother, the mom, and the sister.
I have no idea. They were none of them were important. They were all just I don't know.
Okay, well,
who is it? I give up. Who?
And I like this show, and they all have birthdays.
Well, apparently you do, because you track every single one of their birthdays.
No, I... Whatever.
Do you have, like, a Growing Pains lunchbox that you, like, take to work with you every day?
Shoot. No, it's Tracy Gold.
Tracy Gould.
Gold.
Well, no, she has, like, a little symbiote in her stomach. They pronounce it Gold.
It's just Gold. And anyway, she had anorexia or something at one point and almost died, and now she's okay. She is 43.
She had anorexia. She almost died. Then she ate something. She's okay.
She's fine. She had a cracker or a sandwich or something. Okay, here is the next one.
Whatever happened to predictability? Again, milkman, the paper boy. You've got like 5 television shows that you just keep circling around.
There are a lot of people that don't have sound files associated with them. Okay. Okay, so if you don't know it based on this one, here's another one.
We got laughs from coast to coast to make you smile. A real bad look at each of you.
Candid camera.
You're the red, white, and blue.
So does that one, huh?
Candid camera or something.
It's America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So it's Bob Saget.
Right. So I'm going to skip the next one. It's Enya. Bob Saget.
Oh, don't say that. You'll get an angry phone. Well, maybe we should just go ahead and say that. It was Enya. Did you hear that? Someone out there in Lovey Land? He said Enya.
Bob Saget turned 56. I'm going to skip Enya because you probably wouldn't recognize an Enya song. And she's 50.
No, I would not recognize an Enya song at all.
She is.
You know what? Funny story here. Donna Summers used to sing backup for Enya. Go ahead. Next.
Wait, are you making that up or is that for real?
I am not making that up. That is absolutely for real.
You are making that up.
Donna Summers used to sing backup for Enya. Oh, this is 30 Rock.
Yes.
And so it could be, is it male or female?
It's a female.
It's Tina Fey.
It is Tina Fey.
Yay.
So Tina Fey turned 42.
42.
And apparently the Golden Girls wants to play for a third time on this show.
She was back when Tina Fey was on the Golden Girls. She was on that episode with George, what's his name?
And here is a little trivia about Tina Fey, for those of you who don't know. Tina Fey was the first female head writer on Saturday Night Live.
She was indeed. And right now, Vera Charles has just shown up in the chat room saying, I'm not appreciating the Enya jokes. I once said Enya on an old episode of Dubious Intent, and Vera had to call in to say that that's not how you say the name, and then she pronounced it correctly.
Oh.
I was just pointing out the fact that you were mispronouncing Enya, which is not actually, and I forget what it is. It's like Anya or something. It has to do with people that eat organic fruit. So,
they're jerks.
No, it's just they're persnickety about
it. So that's the birthdays.
It's pronounced somehow. It's Anya or Enya. There's an umlaut in it or something like that. I'm stalling because I'm trying to bring up the birthday song, which I've already closed.
So
say it's your birthday.
Which letter would that umlaut be over?
Your birthday. On Enya, it would be over the O, the silent O.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's your birthday.
All right, I'm being told that it's Enya, so I guess you were saying it correctly.
Well, it is Enya, but I don't
listen to it. It's like, ooh, la, 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 la,
it's actually, you know, I will say Enya is very relaxing. You know, if you're trying to sleep or whatever, if you meditate, or mm-hmm. if you're in an elevator. I mean, all of those things, perfect for Enya.
Perfect.
That or a CD of whales. Yeah. Wow, you... You would have thought you had a sound effect, and that was actually you. Is that the?
I think the cat just left. All right, we have some phone calls here. Shall we play them? I think we shall. Hello.
Dubious Intent.
Yes.
It's Guru Nudy.
Hi, Guru Nudy.
In Tampa. Good question.
Yes.
Who the hell is Murray Sendak? Ciao, kid.
Who the hell is who?
Maurice Sendak is someone that died last week.
Oh, he was the author of Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes. He did not have anything to do with the movie, though, apparently, which
No, the movie
sucked.
Was a Spike Lee joint, I think. The movie was a kid's book. And I know, you know, Guru Nudy was adopted by wolves and didn't actually have books growing up. So that's why he's an accountant. Because he was never read to as a child. So the Where the Wild Things Were, which is a great children's book. One that I used to read
are,
as a child.
Not were. Where the Wild Things Were.
Right. Well, you know, where, it's old enough now that they're no longer there.
Where the Wild Things Used
wherever
to Be.
Wherever they were, they're no longer there. Oh, my God.
Thanks for calling.
Do not make fun of Auntie Vera music's choices. I love Auntie Vera's music choices. Oh,
Vera
I wasn't making fun of her music choices. I was just I was remembering back to her calling with her, with like the very first phone call she ever made on the original Dubious Intent was to correct on how I said, I think I said Anya or something like that. And she corrected me. So I just, I don't,
you know,
listen
you
to,
saying Anya yeah. sounds like you're one of those jerks that buys
I know,
has
that
organic
eats
food.
Organic
you know? You're,
fruit.
You're eating
yeah.
your organic fruit and like saying, yes, we listened to Anya last night.
Right. Oh, you know what? You forgot to do podcaster birthdays because it's the naughty nanny.
Oh, yeah, I did. I have them right here. Where are they? Somewhere. One of these links. Well, Brent Gordon. Kim Beaver, which I could have sworn we'd already talked about last
week. We've
already
done that.
Cher and Wendy from Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
Isn't that the Naughty Nanny?
It is the Naughty Nanny.
Okay, that's what I thought. And we have this phone call here that we do not like.
Well, hello, boys.
Yes.
Oh, at the tone, we are 117 days from Pride 48 Las Vegas weekend. Oh! See you there. Kisses.
So was the tone?
I think that was. I think that was the tone.
Okay.
That we were supposed to hear it there. And yes, and I do have some breaking news about Pride 48. I know that a certain celebrity who is in our chat room right now will be rejoining us this year as the official voice of Pride 48. So Vera Charles has consented to once again lend us her extraordinary talents.
Now weren't there some contract difficulties though? I mean, she had some riders in the contract that I didn't know if we could fulfill.
No, I think our fear this year was that the cruise of a lifetime was going to take her away.
You know, the albino M&Ms that she wanted, and you know,
we've but she will not be at sea during Pride 48, so we'll she'll be fine.
Well, we are glad to have her back.
We are ecstatic to have her back. So we are ecstatic to have her back.
And one of these days, we will have a website with information on it.
You know what? My deadline is June 1st. So shut the fuck up. You people.
Actually, your deadline to have something up was last Monday, but that's okay. But you're hard when the fantastic, you know.
Wait. My deadline was what?
Well, you were going to have something up on the front page. You were going to flip the blog over to the front page so that if people went over there, they could at least get some information.
Well, they can
by
just go
Monday.
Click on the blog.
And like. Then, but you know, I mean, I think. I don't know what I'm saying. Go right ahead.
No.
Contact? Did we have any more contact?
No, I don't think we did. Did we have anything off of the Google Pluses?
I didn't see anything over there.
Big social network over there. I don't think so. I don't think anyone, although we've had a few new people. I went over there. I went to the Google Pluses and the very first thing I think is a picture of Justin Bieber.
Wow. Why do we have a picture of Justin Bieber on our Google
Plus? I don't know. Someone posted a picture of Justin Bieber on there. Not on our Google Plus, but just on the Google Plus.
Oh, okay.
Let's say I'm going to go over here to our official Goobious.
Our Goobious Intent.
To our official Goobious Intent page. Let me get there. So as you can see here on our official Goobious Intent page, we have a picture of some boys in wrestling singlets with his hoo-ha just sticking out there.
You know, I was going to say, at work, I keep up social networks, but I cannot put it on our Dubious Intent page or my geeky gay one because we have at least one or two followers on there that put up some nasty pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think the only thing here is that we had Gravitas had posted out on the Google Plus that he gets all of his hard hitting factual news from Dubious Intent.
That's right, because I am your news director. Right.
And then Guru Nudi chimed in to say that while Dubious Intent does do a stellar job of reporting the latest hard hitting news, he gets all of his tech news from Big Fatty Online, which Big Fatty then had to come in and. Like his one and only Google Plus post ever in the universe. That's why the BFO is the only little show with a technology segment. And yada, yada, yada. And fun and hilarity ensued. So there you go. So that's all we really got there. I don't think anyone ever uses our comment section over on the website.
We do have a comment section under each and every post at dubiousintent.com.
But no one can find it because the website is like so... It looks like an old MySpace page with all the blinking stuff and the weird, and it's like, where do you find how to leave a comment on? You just can't. You can't find where you're supposed to leave the comment on the page.
What blinks? Nothing.
Like the dancing bananas and the things all going on over in the Dubious and Tiff. It's just a hideously gaudy page. You can't find where to leave the. All right. You could find it. You could.
Oh, wow.
If you were really, really stoned. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587 if you can't spell. You can also check out us on Google Plus or over at our website, dubiousintent.com, which really doesn't look like a MySpace page. I was just
check out us.
Hard way to go.
Oh, actually, if you want to see a really good web page, Foul Monkeys just redid theirs, and it looks really nice.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
You sound surprised.
No, I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm just saying it looks really nice. I was jealous.
Anyway, we will be in Vegas September 14th through 16th for Pride 48 2012. Make sure to join us there. If you'd like booking information for the Luxor or the Excalibur, go to our website, dubiousintent.com, and check out the links there. And you can also hear us on State of the Station. And what's the other thing that we're going to actually start doing this streaming thing more regularly, but next weekend's going to be weird because of the holiday.
Yep.
But then after that, we'll be back. So say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.
Okay, stop recording.